missions and orphan care and traveling. And over the past few years, I've worked with that a little bit. And I've kind of felt that God had something more hands-on for me in my future, but it's just, I've never known how or when, so it's just kind of been on the back burner. But a few months ago, I was praying, and I was just praying for God's will in my life. And, you know, just God, if I don't want to get so busy doing something that I'm missing an open door somewhere else, so just, you know, open my eyes. I was just, you know, praying like that. And I prayed about three specific areas. I kind of felt that my job was the season at my job was starting to come to an end, but I didn't know what was next. So I was just praying about three options. And one of the things I prayed about was Guatemala. Katie and I were aimers there in 2008. And since then we've been back a couple of times, and it's just been really close to my heart, but the door's never been open to do more work there. So I just prayed about it, and I was just told God, you know, write it on the sky. That's what I always pray. Like, I don't want to miss it. I want it to be like big and bold. So a week later, I had that conversation with God, and a week later I get a tweet on my phone that says, aimers desperately needed in Guatemala. So I was like, okay, God, is this your modern day ride on the sky? Like a tweet that's on my phone. So I wanted to freak out, but I didn't. I just sent the missionaries an email and kind of told them what I'd been praying about and asked them what they needed. I was like, told them if they need a missionary to preach in all the remote villages, I'm probably not the person. But if I could be a help, you know, let me know, blah, blah, blah. So they emailed me back and they said, you are actually our first choice, but we didn't think you could with your job. So we've asked three other couples. So we'll have to, you know, check back with other couples. We might need you, we might not, blah, blah, blah. So a few weeks went by. And then I got an email that says, we need you in capital letters. So I was like, okay, God, that's another open door. I mean, I told him to open it really wide that I wouldn't miss it. So he did it several times. So I talked to Brother Sutton and I talked to my parents and I got their gut feeling on the position and just how they felt about it. And I wrote the missionary back and told him that I would love to come. But my biggest concerns were funding and what to do with my dog. Because anybody that knows me knows that, like, my dog is my baby. And a year's a long time to get a babysitter. And Brother Brad wrote back and he said, bring your dog. He said, they have two dogs and they had to leave one behind. And they were so sad because it wouldn't have its sidekick. He's like, your dog will be an answer to our dog's prayers. So I was like, okay, God. I really asked for it to be obvious. God's answering my prayers. So Mojo's got to be a missionary dog. And then as for the funding, when missionaries go on deputation, they have to, like, pack up their house. They have to put it back on the market. They have to put everything in storage. And then when they get back, find another place to live. It's a big hassle for missionaries to go on deputation. And so since I'd be doing them a favor, they were going to cover the rent. They're going to leave their vehicle and cover the insurance on their vehicle. Basically, I would have living expenses, utilities, food, and so on. And although the budget sounds scary to me, it really is a lot less than what it would normally be to do this kind of mission trip. So God had that worked out. So every reason that I came up with, like, God's been like, wait, wait, wait. This is going to be obvious. You're not going to miss this one. So I leave on June the 1st, and I'm committed to at least a year. And I put together a few pictures of Guatemala so that you guys could see where I'll be serving. It's about the size of Tennessee, and it has 35 volcanoes, so it's very, very mountainous. And I'll be in Guatemala City. There's a population of about 15 million people. 60% speak Spanish, and then there's 23 Mayan languages that are spoken. And the religion is mainly Catholic, and they also have indigenous Mayan beliefs that are still practiced. And over 50% of the population lives on less than $2 a day. And as Brother Sutton mentioned this morning, Guatemala has an entire population that lives in the dump. And I got a few pictures of it so you guys can see exactly what that looks like. The National Cemetery and the dump are side by side, which seems kind of weird, but there's a reason. Guatemalans paid $2 a year for the graves of their family. So, like, it could be your great-great-aunt, and you would still have to pay for her grave. So if there comes a point where they can't pay for all the graves, they, like, chisel them out and throw them in the dump. And there's 10,000 people that live there. They live in little cardboard houses, plastic houses. There's mangy dogs, vultures everywhere. It's a whole lot to take in. But the missionaries told us a story when we were there about a guy who started coming to their church. And they found out a little while later that he lived in the dump. This man, like, people live in this dump for generations. Like, they conduct all kinds of business in the dump. You don't even have to leave the dump to do anything. But this man started telling his neighbors about the church and wanted them to God. He paid his tithes faithfully. Whenever he started, his tithes were 13 cents. And he would pay them faithfully. But God began to bless him, and he got a job as a mechanic. He was so excited because he could finally move out of the dump and take his family out of the dump. And God continued to bless him, and he now owns 4 mechanic shops. One of the neighbors he witnessed to got the Holy Ghost, ended up going to Bible school, and is a pastor of one of the churches in Guatemala now. And God really does know exactly where we are and what potential we have, even if you're living in the dump. The 2 main projects I'll be working on will be the Bible college and the orphanage. Last year, they had 400 students in the Bible college. There's a main campus in Guatemala City, and then there's several satellite campuses in the mountains. But the school's thriving, and God's really using it to have revival in Guatemala, educating these people so they can go out and change their world. The orphanage in Guatemala was started by a pastor who had a burden for jail ministry. When he would minister to the men in the jail, he started trying to figure out how to reach them before they even got to that point. So he started asking them, like, what their backgrounds were. I'm sorry, you guys, I have a sinus infection. So I'm having a hard time breathing. But he started researching the backgrounds, and most of them had grown up as street children. So Brother Aaron decided to start ministering to the street kids, which grew into an orphanage. And I have some pictures of the kids in the orphanage. This was from 2008 when Katie and I were there. The kids are, their lives are being completely changed. They have church. The guy's a pastor, so the church meets at the orphanage. All kinds of exciting stuff. And that's the project. Oh, they're building a new one this year. They're moving it to Guatemala City, so it's going to be all nice and new, and I'll be there to help with it, and I can't wait. But I just can't wait to see how God uses that home to change the future of Guatemala. These kids have such a big potential to turn the world upside down. And I'm sure the next year is going to be full of surprises and new experiences, but I'm so honored to be able to go and to serve and be a part of the work in Guatemala. There's absolutely no way I would even think about doing a ministry like that without the support of my church family, without your prayers and your support, because there's no way it would happen. So I'm so thankful for you guys. Thank you.
Well, she's not leaving right now, so we're not going to pray for her right now. But we are going to try to raise some of her budget right now. Everybody say praise the Lord. And you don't have to stand up here while I'm doing this, because I know you feel awkward about it. But she's ours, and we want to send her down there. And I don't know what God's going to do long term with Sister Amber. But I do know that it's interesting to me. She's been working now for a good while with New Beginnings and basically an adoption agency. And she's going to be involved heavily in this orphanage down in Guatemala. And maybe next summer we'll bring a group and come see you. You'll be like the missionary. You can show us around. Yeah. Okay. So Brother Kedrick and some of the gentlemen have just our normal tithe and offering envelopes in the back. And if you're interested in being committed to Amber for a one-time offering, she's going to be there 12 months. Or if you'd like to make a commitment, a monthly commitment to her, would you just indicate it on these? Just lift your hand right now and they'll bring you one. And we'll try to send her away here. Help Amber pack. Or something like that. We need something better than that. Just keep your hand up. Isn't God good? Praise God. It'd be neat, Amber, if we could raise the whole thing right here. That's right. Praise God. Praise God. And Brother Wendell's back from the baptistry, and now he's got the name of Jesus applied to his life, and the blood has covered every sin, and he's not ever going to be the same. Just keep your hand up. They're working feverishly to get you a commitment form. Praise God. And now we've got a lot going on tonight. We've got the children's choir that's going to sing. And then the B team is going to sing and praise God. And so we've got a lot of business to do. When we take up the offering, just drop those designated empty envelopes. Or if you want to fill them up with lots of money, you can do that too for Amber. But just designate what you're going to give. And we'll tally that up and see what she needs to do here on. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. I'd like to have Austin Collins come up front. As we're giving out accolades, let's continue the awards. Praise God. Austin has received a certificate, an award for an 8B honor roll at Chalkville Elementary School. Praise the Lord. Congratulations, Austin. Are you going to use those wits for the kingdom of God? All right. I believe this young man's going to shake the kingdom of God. Praise God. All right. God is so sweet in this place. He is so good to us in this house. January 27th and 28th, Alabama Youth Revival Conference. This coming week, that's going to be a Friday evening, and it's also going to be a Saturday morning service, right? Praise God. Do I have any young people excited about revival in 2012? Like a mighty army. Praise God. Kedrick, what are you trying to tell me? Dominique Walker. I see. All right. And I have Devin and Dominique Walker. Please come up front and center. Praise God. I've got all A's at Central Park Elementary School. And then I've got all kind of good notes for interacting well with other, participates in group activity, keep hands to himself, respects the rules of the school, shows self-confidence, takes care of one's own needs. Praise God. Mighty men of valor in the kingdom of God. All right, brothers, y'all take one. Congratulations. He's going to take your picture. Praise the Lord. We're proud of them and their accomplishments. All right. January 27th, also, there's a lock-in for the youth at the YMCA. That's after the Friday night youth revival service. And the tickets are being sold in the foyer for $5. Hurry, because there's a limited amount of tickets. Also, January 29th, Brother Miles Young's going to be in the house, going to be ministering in this pulpit next Sunday. Praise the Lord. And February 3rd through 4th is Alabama District Men's Conference at Montgomery Campgrounds. Please see Brother Dan Malott. He's back in the back with an offering pan in his hand. And if you're interested, he'll give you all the details. I know you guys came back last year and were pumped up and excited and encouraged by the word that you heard. And I'm sure it'll be a good meeting. Also, Winter Married Fellowship sign-up sheet is in the foyer. Sister Tina's in charge of that. So we've talked about it to sign up for fellowships in the upcoming next few weeks. Also, Tuesday night prayer is being restarted. It was started last week. And or maybe the week prior, but good move of God in Tuesday night prayer, and we're going to see what God does in that meeting. All right, we're going to continue to praise God. The junior choir is actually going to come up at this time, and they're going to sing the praises unto God. Praise God. So let's rejoice with them as they get ready to sing.
y'all doing this evening? Do you want that bounce? Do you want that bounce? I said, do you want that bounce? That bounce? Huh.
Praise God. Can somebody in this place say, there's no one like my God? He's been a friend. He's been a counselor. He's been my provider. He's my savior. He's my source of my supply. There's nobody like my God, who was wounded for my transgression and bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of his peace was upon me, and by his stripes we are healed today. Let's continue to worship the Lord as we give. If we would please all stand together. If you're a guest or you're a visitor here, we don't expect you to support this work. We're just glad you came for the celebration. Can somebody say amen? All right. Lord Jesus, we thank you for everything you're doing in our lives. We thank you for, Lord Jesus, all you're doing in this place and with our young people, Lord God. Draw us close to you in this house tonight. Preach your word to us tonight and speak to our hearts. I pray your blessings upon this offering. I pray it would do a good work in the kingdom in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's continue to worship him as we give.
Let me hear you say, oh.
Praise the mic.
God. Had the young people singing and the midgets singing. I mean, the children singing. Just all kinds of things in the house tonight. Good things. Celebrating quizzers and celebrating smart kids at school.